Who's a phase one commutation hearing for Dowdy C. Barrett, ADC number 101961. Mr. Barrett is 39 years old, and he is serving a 24-year sentence for attempted second-degree murder, which began on January 26, 2005. He also had a concurrent sentence of 12 years for a dangerous drug violation and another concurrent 3-year, 9-month sentence for drug paraphernalia. Those two charges were part of the same infant offense, and they have expired. Mr. Baird is currently asking for a 7-year reduction in his sentence. His community service begin date would be, or is, July 28, 2025. And his sentence end date is March 27, 2029. And if this reduction is granted, it would, his community service begin date would be July 27, 2019. Oh, excuse me. So Mr. Baird is asking for the reduction because he feels he has been rehabilitated sufficiently while in the Department of Corrections that he can be released into society to be a productive citizen. Says that he had a lot of time to think about what he did and that he was leading a terrible lifestyle at the time of the offense, and that has all been corrected, and he has moved forward in his life. We do have a letter of opposition from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office that was dated July 12, 2018. And the offense was that on January 26th of 2005, the defendant attacked his roommate, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Antoine Cameron, with a knife and stabbed him approximately 12 times. The victim suffered a collapsed lung and a lacerated liver. He was transported to the hospital and received extensive medical treatment for his injuries. Mr. Barrett was convicted by a jury for possession of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and attempted second-degree murder. That same jury also found 15 aggravating factors, including the defendant caused physical and emotional harm to the victim. The defendant committed the offense in a brutal, vicious, or violent manner. The defendant did not seek help for the victim. The defendant had previous involvement in a violent offense, and there is a need to protect the public from the defendant. Also, it should be noted, and this would be part of the reason for sentencing, that in 2000, the defendant committed the crime of criminal damage, for which he was sentenced to a year in prison. And then in 2002, he committed attempted aggravated assault, for which he was sentenced to prison for 2 years. This offense occurred 2 days after he was released from community supervision on a criminal damage conviction. Had an extensive criminal history with the two prior felony convictions. No support in the room, nor any victims in the room. The violations where the drug violations are concurrent to the attempted second degree, but the drug violations, everything was aggravated, so the drug violations were the 12 and 3 year 9 months. I believe the 3 year 9 months was presumptive on the paraphernalia. if those sentences, the way they were numbered, were run consecutively, he would have to be 39 years and 9 months total. But the idea that the attempted second-degree murder was a very violent and vicious, unnecessary crime, and it all was around drugs. And the way the sentencing structure was set up, I do not feel that the 24 years is an excessive sentence for the crime involved, especially with all the aggravating factors. So I am not in favor of moving Mr. Barrett forward to a phase two commutation hearing this time, but I want to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I would also note, and I apologize if you've already said it, that Mr. Barrett had two prior felonies at the time of his conviction, so that would be another possible aggravating factor. And as you mentioned, it was just 2 days after being released off community supervision.
What's that?
He was just 2 days after being released, as you mentioned. So that also must have been an aggravating factor. So thank you.
I also take note, Mr. Neal, you talk about his violent behavior. In 2017, although it was a minor, but he was guilty of a fight. And in 2013, disorderly conduct. And in 2007, fighting. Which was a major, which means that he's just not gotten it yet. He's still violent. He's still a violent individual, is what I'm saying. So I agree with you, sir.
Right. Yes, sir. Okay, well, so based on all this information, I am going to make a motion to not move Mr. Dowdy Barrett, ABC number 158908, forward to a phase two commutation at this hearing at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by Ms. Sells, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Approved by Dr. Rouse, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Pinellas. And this will end the hearing.